Have you ever wondered what it takes to be successful in life? Well, I will be talking to inspirational and intelligent leaders in my family to understand how they became how successful they are today. I am your host, Mike Cisse, and I'm very curious about these different leaders in my family because it helps me to narrow down what I genuinely want to do when I grow up. Welcome to Talking Thoughts with Cisse. In this episode of the Entrepreneur Series, we'll be talking to my mom, Tanya Anderson, who is a single mom and entrepreneur in Houston, Texas. To start this off, this interview took place during a major storm in Houston. At the time, my mom was very stressed out, since she did not have time to prepare for such harsh conditions. She started off with the basic information about her, like who she is and what her daily life is like. Background information on who you are.
So my name is Latonya Anderson, and I own Anderson Counseling Associates. I've been a licensed psychotherapist for over 20 years, working first with children who were abused sexually, emotionally, physically. After that, I started working with people who were dealing with severe mental illness. So these people met criteria for disability, similar to someone with handicap. They met criteria for disability based on mental illness. I did that and worked with that demographic for a while, and after that, I started working with adults who are high functioning in my private practice. I work with people who are dealing with everything from depression, anxiety, grief, marital conflict, work conflict, just the normal day-to-day issues that people.
We then shift to the main part of the interview, where she shares a lot of information about her early life and how she became an entrepreneur. What made you want to become an entrepreneur?
The reason I wanted to become an entrepreneur was because it was important that I be in charge of my destiny when it came to rearing my children. I knew that I wanted to be able to be at their recitals. I knew I wanted to be able to be classroom mom. I knew that I didn't want to miss anything. I didn't want to miss their awards. I wanted to drop them off at school. I wanted to pick them up. I wanted to be at their soccer game. And I knew the only way I could do that would be to own my own company and make my own schedule. So my absolute motivation for being an entrepreneur, for a lot of people, they didn't say money, but for me, it was family.
What was your biggest struggle building your business?
My biggest struggle building my business was initially gaining the trust of clients and making enough money that it would actually be able to cover all of my expenses. And so it was just building the infrastructure, finding the location, finding a good location, really kind of creating everything from the website to the logo and everything else. Building everything from bottom up was the most difficult part, but it was worth every moment that I spent.
Lastly, she shares her best advice for someone who is planning to become an entrepreneur, or even in the psychotherapy field. While you were growing up, did you always want to be what you are right now?
I always wanted to work with people as a psychotherapist. Yes. I came from a family that had a number of challenges, from addiction, drug addiction, depression, is what I saw in my immediate family, and I knew that I may not have been able to help them, but I was able to help others. So seeing two drug addict brothers, an alcoholic father, and a mother who was a great mother, but really truly suffered from major depression, I knew that I wanted to be able to help other people. And I was lucky enough that I was a baby. I learned to learn a lot more to help other people in that position or others.
What is one piece of advice you would give someone who is starting out in your career?
The best advice I would give is to believe in yourself, even whenever it doesn't seem to be working out, and to truly educate yourself. Education is everything. So it's really knowing what you're doing, making sure that you're well versed in all the areas of psychotherapy, and being prepared to truly build and recognize that you're not curve quickly, but it definitely can be something that is long term.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Ms. Anderson.
Thank you.
Again, this is your host, Micah Cisse, and thank you for listening into today's episode of the Entrepreneur Series. We hope to see you again next time.